Hey guys, welcome to this week's Money Investing Show. This week we are doing a deep dive on planning. Creating time and space so you don't react and get more opportunity to respond is crucial. Why? It lets you make more informed and controlled decisions. Whether that's in your personal life or investing, plenty to take out of this podcast. As always, make sure you take plenty of notes, but most importantly, make sure you take plenty of action. Hey guys, welcome to this week's Money Investing Show with me, your host, Andrew Baxter, and as always, my offsider and co-host, Mitchell Laurential.
And tell you what, your co-host is excited about this episode because my whole life is about this. And we're going to be talking about the importance of planning AB, mainly from a financial perspective and trading markets and whatnot, but getting ahead, building time and space.
Critical thing. Do you know what's really interesting? We obviously provide a journaling system through our Money and Investing Planner. And one of the things I've come to note is that when people get stressed or busy or under the pump, the first thing they stop doing is actually their planning, which is the very thing that creates the time and space to get things done. That kind of goes, oh, I haven't got time for that nonsense. I just need to get things done. Yeah, planning is a crucially important stage. It's something you can't live without. Failing to plan, planning to fail, as the quote goes.
Indeed.
And it's something I agree with you. I embrace wholeheartedly. It's how you get stuff done. And if you don't, it can be stressful. You can find yourself time poor. You can be distracted. You can be off the game and ultimately miss out on an awful lot of opportunity.
Totally. And if you think about those people that we know, and probably some of our listeners even listening to this would admit this, that there's someone that doesn't plan anything out. They're easygoing, go with the flow. More often than not, some of their stuff, their life can just be an absolute shambles in chaos.
Yeah, look, don't get me wrong, spontaneity is a great thing.
Indeed.
But I don't think you can live your life like that. The cortisol levels would be just way too stressful. And let's just give you a really simple example. Let's say, oh yeah, let's go down to Sydney and you go, okay, fair enough. When are we going? Oh, 2 months' time, we'll go down for state of origin or whatever it might be. And you go, okay, well, let's get our airfares booked today because there'll be a fraction of what they're going to cost in a couple of months' time. You can go and get your hotel room, plan your trip out, happy days. Or you can be that person that, oh, yeah, we're going to state of origin next week, aren't we? I better get my airfares. And you're paying $1,000 more for them and there's nowhere to stay. So these decisions of being a last-minute merchant often can become quite expensive because your choices are limited. You have to be more impulsive with your decision-making, et cetera. And so, yeah, the serendipity of being a good planner does give you more time and space, ideally reduces your stress level, gives you a level of preparedness so you're not reacting. And I think that's the crucial thing. Now, we sort of had a bit of a laugh and joke about, you know, an example of going to Sydney for a weekend. That's one thing. But when it comes to investing, it becomes very, very important that you're not someone that's a reactor. You're actually responding to the plan that you have.
Indeed. Well, look, we're in, at the time of this recording, at least into April. So we're a fair way into 2024 already. Mm. And if we look at some big key events coming up in the short to medium term that our traders and our clients are looking to plan for. So the first one would be end of financial year, which is a big one. Start planning now, right? Start getting it done.
Exactly right. And again, oftentimes people that aren't organized, you sort of, 20th of June, oh my, it's the end of the financial year. You try and call your accountant if you have one to and it's like their appointments are booked out solidly because their clients have probably planned a little bit better and locked in time to have that conversation. And the key thing with June 30, end of financial year in Australia, of course, is that it's a hard line. You've got to get monies moved and transactions completed so that they're booked in that financial year. There's no sort of grace period. Oh, sorry, I was a bit behind. I did it 2 days later. The ATO tend not to be too favorable about things like that. And so getting that time with your accountant, say, okay, we have a couple of months. What do we need to do to bring this in on point so that, for example, depending on your structure, let's move that money from over here into this entity because it's a lower tax rate. It might be that you've got a holding company that's not trading and you've got the ability to move that money into a trading company. Well, when I say trading, I don't mean stock market trading. I mean a business that's engaged in some activity. Right now, your prevailing tax rate is 5% different. And you're like, oh, it's only $300. It makes no difference. So it probably doesn't know $300. But if you're talking about millions and millions of dollars, it's a really material shift. And you've just got organized, got it done, boarded in on time, and away you go. And that's the real value add. So, yeah, this is the time to be locking that time in with your accountant. If you don't have a good quality accountant, reach out to us. There'll be a link somewhere around this, and we can line you up with our partners in that space so that they're able to assist you. But that's an example of something that should never come as a surprise. It's always June 30. It happens every year. And so part of your annual calendar of things that you should do around this time of year is be locking that time in with the accountant and getting everything sort of prepped and ready.
I have a precedent. So every every January to March BAS, once all my documents have been submitted to the accountants and they're underway preparing that, that's when I lock in my appointment. So I'm locked in for late April with mine to get ahead for that exact reason.
Yep. And you have to do it. And it sounds fastidious, but the devil with this sort of thing is in the detail and getting yourself squared off in the right way. For example, contributions to super, you know, 27.5 grand is the current max tax-free contribution. And you need to take full advantage of that. It's no good getting to September, October going, oh yeah, I should have put more in my super. I didn't realize I could have done that. There are things that you can be on the front foot with, which it's the little things when it comes to money and finance, which differentiate success from average or worse still below average. So again, being on that front foot, being ready is giving you a level of control, some time, some space to make positive inroads.
Well, here's the message for our listeners. Book your appointment with your accountant. You heard it here first. Second one, AB, at least in the more immediate future, from a stock market perspective, is earnings season. We've come around the bend again. It almost feels like every 6 weeks we've got US earnings season. It's kicking off with the financials, I think, next week or the week after. If you've got trades running or you're looking at getting into some trades, what's the strategy?
Okay, so these are known events, and I guess this is the crucial thing that we're talking about here with planning is to say, okay, if there's something that's known, we can plan out for it, we can make it happen. So with an earnings season, 6 monthly in Australia, of course, quarterly in the US, if you're involved with covered calls, cash flow on demand, you know, it can be a bit of a challenging time in the options market because volatility can be a little bit higher. Price movements, because of that, can be more dramatic, and so a shift in strategy sometimes can be a good thing. So, for example, I don't like having a call over a stock when it's about to announce its earnings if I've got a bullish view on that stock, because you're very likely to see a jump up in the value of the business, and that's going to give you that extra move in the capital value of your investment. So, you know, if you're into your call riding, you want to look and see when the stocks are reporting and try and avoid selling calls over that time frame would be a very simple thing. But also, I guess a more philosophical question might be, is covered calls the right strategy during an earnings season anyway? Because if volatility has got the capacity to increase, which it typically does during that time, maybe moving into some more advanced strategies, go in the advanced kit bag and strategies like a straddle, for example, maybe a better place to play if it suits your risk profile, your skill set, and what you're really trying to achieve. So again, you know this is coming. So now's the time to dust off the playbook. Okay, let's reacquaint ourselves with the methodology for a straddle. And okay, well, let's look at what it's last. You've done this for me over the last 6 years.
Oh, so many times.
24 quarters worth of it. Let's go through and look at what the average movement is on earnings. When does it report? Is it before market? Is it after market? How do I get myself set? When's the day I need my trap set? When am I closing out? Do I need to sit up? Is it after market and I do it at the open the next day? All of those things are signposts that you can plan for and be set up perfectly so you don't find yourself, oh, it reported last night. I didn't realize that. Well, everyone knew it reported last night. You just didn't get to the game on time. It's no good. I'll tell you a funny story. I didn't get to the game on time once you talk about planning. So
yeah.
I'd taken the family and the in-laws around Spain. And one of the things that we wanted to go to was a soccer match. And it happened to be Barcelona versus Bilbao.
Okay.
We're in Bilbao. And I'd got American Express to organize a ticket. So we got to Bilbao on the day of the game. And we're all really excited. Checked in at the hotel and go, what time's the game kickoff? And the lady behind the desk said it was yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my wife's giving me a bit of curry because I'm typically a pretty good planner. And actually what had happened, there'd actually been a player's strike in the Spanish Football League, and they'd gone on strike, missed a week, so they'd moved all the fixtures around to catch up. So,
got you.
Anyway, so my chance of watching Barcelona play against Athletic Bilbao went up in smoke, and that wasn't down to poor planning. That was what we call a force majeure. We might talk about that in a couple of moments. So even when your planning is good, sometimes things can slip through. But I guess the point of my story is that when a company is announcing its earnings, it's then. Don't get there a day late.
Yep. And even simple terms as well, buy a put, have a stop loss in place, protect your positions.
100%. All the remedial action you would take to traverse through markets during that time of volatility. But I do think it is a good time to actually have a look at what strategies you're employing and seeing if there's a better way you can milk the cow and get a bit more out of it.
Let's look further down the line then, end of the year, and the big talk of the town is the election.
Yeah.
The return potentially of Donald Trump. What are we doing with respect to a market?
Okay.
Big question, I know.
It is a huge question, and I think one of the challenges at the moment, obviously, it is a major factor, and everyone's sort of watching with the box of popcorn exactly how this one is going to play out. I think it's going to be quite a a unique election campaign on so many metrics with, you know, you've got, you know, trials for former President Trump. You've got clearly the declining mental acuity of the incumbent. You've got RFK Jr. sort of coming in as an independent and just about everything else that the kitchen sink goes with it. And at the moment, really none of those things are having a direct and immediate impact on markets. So it's a known event, it's happening, but it's not in the foreground of stuff that we need to think about. However, come November, and just in case you missed it, there's an election in the US in November.
How could you not?
Some of the things to prepare for that would be, as we get closer to that election itself, is to, I would say, look at volatility for one, because I would suspect that volatility is likely to increase, you know, quite dramatically going into that. I think we're going to see, unfortunately, you know, a level of civil unrest that will go alongside whoever wins, because there's going to be, you know, some unhappy people in either camp. And so a play on volatility, I think, would actually be quite handy. And that takes out the risk of, okay, you might go, oh, I'm going to short the market, but, you know, a Trump win with lower taxes is likely to be quite buoyant for equities. Equally, you know, a Trump win wouldn't be so good for Chinese equities insofar as is very likely to introduce tariffs, which, you know, the Chinese economy is slow already, and that would probably push it down further. So, you know, there are things that you can do in the run-up to it in terms of exposure to volatility, and then there are things that you can do in the immediacy afterward to better profit. But it is a known event. It should be in your calendar. And looking at how the pieces are on the board as you get closer to that November date, and then working out, well, I don't want to react to this. In the cool light of day, how can I plan out my investing to potentially capitalize on this? So, like I said, VIX, VIXY, UVXY, for those that are aggressive, might be a place, you know, to consider. But there's no point considering it after the election. You've got to be getting yourself ready for it. So again, you know, there's a hard date marker point there, just like June 30. There's a hard date on that election, and there's every opportunity for you to get ready and sort of reach into the kit bag. You've got a few months to upskill and learn what you need to as well to be able to capitalize on that.
I was going to make that point myself. I think keeping up to date with sentiment and news is really important in the lead up to all of these events. Yep. So if you know there's an election coming and you want to profit from it, make sure you know what's going on in the election, right, in the first place.
Exactly right. And again, depending on the news feed that you choose to follow, I mean, it is quite partisan out there in terms of the way that messaging is, but you'll find your own news that suits your view of the world, and certainly keeping up to speed with that that's happening is key. But you know, planning is a crucial thing on a micro level in terms of how you carry yourself off personally. From a finance perspective, the better you plan, the more money you save. The more you plan, the better chance you've got of making money. From a trading and investing perspective, having that ability to be aware of, you know, marker points that might cause you to change strategy slightly, such as an earnings season or an election. Again, these are all things that have a direct and immediate flow through to the bottom line. You're planning, what a waste of time. Well, that's like saying your bottom line's a waste of time. It's a nonsensical statement to make. Get yourself an healthy obsession with planning things out and go from there. Yeah, and setting them as a routine. So it's just like, okay, it's what we do on this day. Makes it a no-brainer. I always remember, you know, my birthday. There's two things I like to have done by my birthday, which is July 13th, by the way, a little unashamed plug for anybody who loves Shiraz, is the two things I have done is all my stuff is filed with my accountant, all my documents are ready, everything's put away from a tax perspective, and I'm ready to lodge. I don't need to pay my tax until the new year, but I get everything done that quickly. Why? Because, yeah, if the accountant has questions, those transactions are still fairly fresh of mind. Yeah, because it was a matter of weeks ago versus, oh, do you remember 2 years ago when you did this? You just don't have that recollection of information. Likewise with the audit for our financial services license. Our auditor loves me because we are their first audit client of the new financial year. Start of July, get our audit done, we're ready to go. And absolutely. So it's one thing you don't have to think about. On a personal note, think about smoke alarms in your house. And I always used to use my birthday. What are you doing? I'm changing the batteries in the smoke alarm. Simple as that. I always do it on my birthday. We've got photochromatic ones now. They don't need changing. They're pretty cool the way
sounds
they
like
work.
A really fun birthday. Tax, smoke alarms, any fun? Or?
Oh, look, tax is always fun because it's a big year tax bill and, you know, you've had a cracker of a year. So that's always nice to reinforce that in the first instance. Smoke alarms, yeah, okay, maybe that's a little bit of obsession or neurosis, but I think, you know, for me, keeping my family safe is really important too. So
makes sense. Got you. AB, thanks very much for your insight today. Good little short episode.
Plan it out. How many people are going to do their smoke alarms? Make a comment below. If you've been brainwashed into doing the smoke alarms in your house on your birthday, at least you're going to remember then anyway. And
that's right.
Yeah, where you go. But no, it's planning is just something something you have to do. Love it. Can't get enough of it. And the results are absolute. You know it yourself. You know, you get it planned out. It happens. You make money. You have less stress in your life. You have more time and space to think about things and do the colorful, fun stuff. So it's a no-brainer.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you very much, AB.
My pleasure. Anytime. There you have it, guys. Make sure you share this podcast with a friend or colleague so that it helps more people get the show. Give us a review and a rating, and we'll look forward to hosting you next week.